This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Aboyim, Afreilich and Chanukah. Today, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we'll discuss and talk about the inyan of Chanukah and the lessons that the Yontif Chanukah leaves us with. In the Torah, we find, we read in the parshas of Vayeshev and Miketz, which are the parshas around Chanukah, the parshas that we read through the days of Chanukah, we find the life of Yosef, his trials and tribulations, the difficulties he went through, the nisyonis he went through in Mitzrayim. One of the great nisyonis tests that Yosef has to go through is the story of Eishes Potipharah, the wife of Potipharah, who entices him to do an Aveira. Yet Yosef stands strong, and he withholds, and he does not do the Aveira in the face of all the pressure that she pressured him. Yosef tells Eishes Potipharah that he cannot do this Aveira. He needs to be strong and stay away from this Aveira, because as the Pasuk states, Yosef says, Bereishis lamed tes tes, ve'eich ese haroa gdoila zois, v'chotosi leilokim. How can I do it? How? How can I fall into this Aveira? V'chotosi leilokim. Chazal tell us, it's Yedua, that what gave Yosef the strength, what gave Yosef the koyach to withstand the pressure, the nisayon, was Dmus Aviv, the face, the Dmus of his father came to him. Yaakov Avinu, the face of Yaakov Avinu, he looks at it, and this gives him the resolve not to do the Aveira. Mefarshim speak, then what's the grace of godless? We know that Yosef was called Yosef HaTzadik. Tzadik, he was the phrase Tzadik, the name Tzadik was given to Yosef because of this great act of Precious, the great act of Mesiras Nefesh for Kedusha. He was called a Tzadik. What's so great? Why are we giving him so much credit? If Dmus Aviv is standing there, Dmus Aviv is near Soloi, he sees the image of his father, who would do the Aveira? Who could do the Aveira? And if Yosef didn't do the Aveira, Skumtem Azag, Gdank, Skumtem Azaya, Groisa Kovid, Azag Groisa Schar, that he's called Yosef a Tzadik because of this. Mefarshim explain that it's not that Yaakov comes to Yosef. It's not that the Demus of Yaakov appeared itself to Yosef, but it's that Yosef brought up. That is Yosef who brings up the memory and the Demus, the image of his father, because Yosef in Mitzrayim lives with the image that he is akin from Yaakov Avinu. He is the son of Yaakov Avinu, and he has to act as such. So yes, it is a tremendous godless greatness of Yosef. It speaks volumes to the greatness of Yosef that in a land of Mitzrayim, and through all the trials and tribulations and the nisyonis that he went through, he carried with him the Dmus Aviv, the image of his father, to live up to the standard of Yaakov's home and what it means to be the kind of Yaakov Avinu. Yet in Chazal, which maybe is a little less known, there's more dialogue that Yosef had with Eishes Potipharah, explaining and convincing that he's not able to do the Aveira. Medrash says that Yosef HaTzadik tells Eishes Potipharah, quote, Medrash says, he said, Amalei Yosef, Lamud Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam is accustomed liyos boichem me'ahuvei beis abba, to choose someone who he loves from my father's family, to choose him to be an oila, to be a carbon. Like we see that the Ribbono Shel Olam asks Avram to bring his son Yitzchak as a carbon oila. If I listen to you and I do this Aveira, what happens? V'shema Evcher li'oila. If the Ribbono Shel Olam turns to me and says, you, Yosef, you should be a carbon oila to me. V'epasel min ha'carbon. And I will remain posel, unfit to be this carbon. So I have to remain b'kdusha b'tahira, in preparation, in hachana, in case I am asked to be this carbon oila, like my grandfather Yitzchak was chosen and asked to be a carbon oila. Mefarshim ask, did Yosef really believe that he might be asked to be a carbon oila, like Yitzchak? Like Avram was asked to take Yitzchak as a carbon. There's no carbon from the human. Behemoth, we know there's carbonus. Human sacrifice is unaccepted in the Torah. It was a one-time thing that Yosef, that Avram was asked to see if he will agree and bring Yitzchak as a carbon, since it was an assignment for Avram Avinu. But this was a hirah shah, this was a one-time thing. Chazal actually even point out that the Ribbono Shel Olam never really thought or ever intended that Yitzchak should remain a carbon to be nikrav on the Mizbeach. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Yutes, Perik Yutes, Pasuk Hey, Ve'asu Bamois LaBoal. They made Mizbechais, they made altars for the Baal, Ashaloi Tzivisi. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, I never commanded him to do these Bamois LaBoal, these Avodah Zarah, V'alei Ol Salibi. It never even dawned on me. Like Ol Salibi, it was never my intent that they should do this Avodah Zarah Bamois LaBoal. Yet Chazal say that actually the pasuk is not referring only to the Avodah Zarah of Bamois LaBoal that the Ribbono Shel Olam says Lo Tzivisi V'Lo Ol Salibi, but actually says the Gemara in Tainis, Davdal Ramad Aleph Zeh Kedas Yitzchak Ben Avram. But even the Akedah, even the fact that I asked that Yitzchak should be a carbon, was really Lo Tzivisi V'Lo Ol Salibi. I never commanded it, nor did I ever intend that he should be a carbon. So what is Yosef? L'chayre Nushas, as we're soon going to learn, Yosef was Ben Skunim. He knew Zroyim, Kachim, Noshim, Tayrs, Azizak, the Balaturim, that Yankiv Avinu taught him Shisha Sidri Mishnah, with all the Mesechtis, the Gemaras on the Shisha Sidri Mishnah, Hatashengavus Mesechtis Tainis, and in Mesechtis Tainis stayed klar, that the Ribbono Shel Olam never intended even Yitzchak to be a carbon. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat that Yosef tells Eishes Potifera that he has to remain? He has to remain b'kedusha b'tahira because he might be a carbon one day. Did Yosef actually think that he would be Akedas Yosef, like there's an Akedas Yitzchak? Is this a real Havamina? Was this really something that Yosef contemplated and he was fearful of, that he might be asked to be an Oila like Yitzchak, that there would be an Akedas Yosef also? So I've always thought maybe the pshat is this is what he told Eishes Potifera. He was matcher, he was pushing her off. Not that he actually believed or he actually had a real havamino that he would be asked to be a carbon. But this is a way of pushing off Eishes Potifera. And maybe even more, it was a way of talking to himself, to his Yetzirah. He was playing with his Yetzirah. The pasuk says, Mikesh Titapol, mit the nar, the Yetzirah, that was a charum spiel, and you have to play around with him. So he was fadraying him a cop like the Yetzirah was fadraying him. So he was fadraying him back a cop. That what happens if I'm a korban? But not that really, and in truth, and in an honesty, he believed that he would be asked to be a korban ayla. This was a dichui ba'alma. But Efshar Rabbi Yisrael came and zogin that no, Yosef Taka meant what he said, that he can't do the Avera because possibly he'll be asked to be a carbon, not a carbon that will be Nikrav, not a carbon that will be Geshachten, but he believed that it's possible that he was chosen to be a carbon Mechayim, that his life should be a life of sacrifice. As a leben via korban, we find the Briskerov explains that actually Yitzchak, though he wasn't nikrav al gabi amizbeach, he actually was not slaughtered. He was actually geshochten, but he remained a korban, a naya korban, a korban michayim, a korban that lived as a korban. His life was that of a korban, like we find the nazir. A nazir lives a life of precious, as if he was a carbon. We find Yitzhak Avinu wasn't allowed to go to Chutz Laretz because he was a carbon Mechayim. He had special dinim, special levels of Kedusha that he had to maintain. At Galepta carbon, Briskerov explains, the Pasuk says, Valeu li'oyla. It never said that he will be a carbon that will be Geshachten. Hashem never told him to shecht. Valeyu, bring him up as an oila. Maybe with a little drush, with a little more oimik, we could say valeyu se ufbrengen, malazain, to bring him up. So Taki Yitzchak lived at the hoibin aleben via an oila. Yosef, who sees his life is full of nisyonis, where he has to self-sacrifice, after he was chosen to be a korban mechayim, Beis Yosef Yedua was mespali shaddai al kiddush Hashem. As we know, many gedolim, Zayda told me that the Chofetz Chaim used to be mespal that he should be zeichet to be nerag al kiddush Hashem. The Beis Yosef asks the Magid, the Malach that comes to learn with him, how come his tefillah, how come his bakasha to the Eibishta, to be zoicha, to be a carbon, was never granted? To die al kiddush Hashem was his bakasha, and it was never granted. Why? The Magid, the Malach, answers him, Shalcha Gadol, what you have is even greater than dying al kiddush Hashem, because you are living at the Chayal Kiddush Hashem. A person in his life is able to elevate himself that he lives Kiddush Hashem. And that's also carbon. It takes a lot of self-sacrifice. Difficulties of life, nisyonis, tests of life, tribulations, the Yetzirahs fadraying and mixing in every day, and the person overcomes it all with tremendous koyach and mesiras nefesh, das heist akarben. And Yosef looks at his life and he says, wow, so much nisyonis and so much mesiras nefesh I need. Mistama, I was chosen to be a korban mechayim, and if I do this aveira, I will have ruined, I will have destroyed, I will have passed the carbon, and I will not be granted the schus, the tafkid of my life, to be a carbon. We know that Yosef was called a tzaddik, rightfully so, for everything he went through in Mitzrayim, but what was it exactly, the underlying godliness of Yosef, that gives him the title tzaddik? Yosef is tzaddik yisoid. Zoyar, Yosef is called the tzaddik yisoid. What was it that Yosef did to earn this title tzaddik yisoid? And Pashtus, it was his precious. It was his ability to be Moisa Nefesh for Yoni Kedusha, withstanding Aishas Paitifer and all the other Arayas and degradation of Mitzrayim. I believe, Rabbi Isai, that there is more that lays in Yosef's life that earns him this title Tzaddik. We need to go deeper. We need to dig deeper to find out how is it that Yosef is able to be Tzaddik, to be this Pirish, how he was able to withstand and remain a Kaddish in Mitzrayim. What is the underlying Keiches and Midas that give him the ability to withstand and to be this Kaddish? In viewing Yosef, one is really confronted by his strength of not falling into Yiyush and not falling into an Atzvus. Another of Volchen Gitzbrachen, he would have been broken. Another person would have been lost. Another person would be Mamish Amiyuyish, and he wouldn't be able to withstand any Nisoyin, let alone the Nisoyin of Eishes Paitifera. The Chidah tells us, this is a Chidah in Avedis HaKadosh, Tziperin Shomer Simin Zayin Eiskuv Chavches, that the number one thing that brings about Tumas HaBris, Pagam in Inyani Kedusha, is Atzvus, depression. When a person is depressed, he finds outlet in Inyani Tumah, in Inyani Arayis. So the number one underlying thing to work on and to be strong in order to be able to be a Moisa Nefesh against all the Nisyanis of Inyani Kedusha is Simcha. And the opposite, if a person has Atzvus, he'll fall into a Yiyush, which leads to all the degradation. Stipler, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, writes about this in great length, that Simcha gives a person the ability to remain pure in Yonei Kedusha, while Atzvus is the number one catalyst that leads to all these type of Averis. So we need to learn Yosef, yes, the Tzaddik in Yonei Kedusha Precious, to withstand the Arayas of Mitzrayim, but what is the Koyach, the underlying Midah that gives him the Tzidkis, is that he never fell in his resolve, in his bitachin, in his simcha. He never lost himself. He was never be'atzvus. And where does this come from? This comes from his great emunah and bitachin, the Rabbeinu Shloim. When one has emunah and bitachin, he doesn't fall into an atzvus of yiyush. Chazal tell us, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem Zeh Yosef. Yosef was the great master of Bitachin. Yosef excelled in Bitachin. The Raya is from his life. Another person without Bitachin, if he didn't have Bitachin, he wouldn't survive all his Yisurim. He wouldn't survive all his Nisyanis. The fact he was able to withstand, that's because he had emunah. And when he had emunah, memeli he wasn't atzev, and he wasn't misyayish. He wasn't atzev, he wasn't misyayish. He was able to be strong. He was able to be strong. And he was able to not fall in to the most degrading of averis that were around him. Notice that the word tzaddik actually is used in three contexts. Tzaddik, we know, Tzaddik Yisoid, and Yoni Kedusha of Bris. Tzaddik is also about emuna. Tzaddik be'emunasa yichye. The person who has emuna is also called the tzaddik. And, or zeruah la tzaddik, or yishrei leiv simcha, in the context of tzaddik and simcha. And this sums up the godless of Yosef, that he was a tzaddik, tzaddik lemaisa in bris, tzaddik in machshava, that he had emuna, and tzaddik in ruach, in spirit, that he wasn't otzev, he was besimcha. And all three come together. All three are connected and needed to survive a matzev, like the matzev Yosef went through in Mitzrayim. A mensch was hatnish kin emuna, he has no bitachin, he'll be very broken in his daily life. Life could be very difficult. And tzaddikim like Yosef have it even more than regular. Have more nisyonis, kalagol mechaver yitzir godol imenu, they have more difficulties, day-to-day difficulties. That's where the emun and bitachin sets in. And that leads to simcha, Yishrei Leif Simcha, which leads to Tzadik Yisoid, Hishmira, and Inyani Kedusha Tahira. Now we can go back to understanding the Zihirus of Yosef to remain a carbon. Yosef says, I need to remain a carbon. I need to be prepared that my life should be that of a carbon. It should be that of a karmen mechayim. One of the psulim, one of the mumim for this karmen is to be an otzev, to not be besimcha. The Zayir HaKadosh, in Tikkunei Zayir Chad V'Esrim, as I quote, writes something very interesting. Uman de ozel lemichmilo. The person who comes to be Oyla Regel, he comes to be seen by the Eibishter Oyla Regel. Tzarech lenatra garmi miatzivu. He needs to be very careful not to have any depression whatsoever. The iyu lilas chashucha, because that's darkness. Pay attention to the word chashucha, darkness. Chayshech. Itzamun sh'oil tachel. The ihu ma'mum. This is a blemish. Valeitmar, and on this person who has this blemish of atzvus, it says kolisha sherboy mum lo yikraf. He can't come close. He can't be a carbon. It's a mum. It's a blemish. Every carbon, there are certain things which make it a mum in the carbon. So Yosef, who wants to be a carbon, he knows his life is difficult. But he needs to be shomer on many things in order for that life to be a life of carbon. And that is shmira, kedusha. A carbon needs to remain kaddish. But it also needs that it can't be be'atzvus. It needs to accept the matziv. It needs that the person who's going through it accepts it with simcha. If not, you passel the carbon that you are, the carbon that the Rabbeinu Shloim is asking of you. This becomes a mum in the carbon that the person could have and make of his life. And Yosef knows this. So Yosef is strong. And Yosef never falls or falters or is misyayish. Memela, he doesn't want to do the Aveira. Simcha leads to the Shmira of Bris, which is really hand in hand the kashrus of a carbon. The kashrus, if not, it will passel the carbon. It will make the mum in the carbon. When we understand Yosef and his life, now we could start understanding more Chanukah and the Chashmonaim and the Ness of Chanukah in the context and through the blueprint of Yosef's life. Chazal, on the Pasuk, Vahimi Kech Nosayim Yomim, we all know that Yosef is in Mitzrayim, in the Beis HaSoyer for 2 years. Vahi, and it was the beginning of the Parsha. Vahi Miketz Shnasayim Yomim. It was at the end of Shnasayim Yomim. Miketz, the word Ketz. Ketz. Ketz means an end, a boundary, a stop, an end to something. Says the Medrash, very famous Medrash, Ketz, Ketz Sam Lachayshech. That the Rabbi Nishlam made a ketz, a stop, an end to all the darkness that Yosef had to go through in Mitzrayim. Keitz, sam lachayshich. It's interesting that Yavon and the Gzeiras Yavon in the time of Chashmonaim is also defined as a time of chayshich, of darkness. So Yosef's life in Mitzrayim, and at the end of the 2 years of sitting in the Beis HaSayar, is defined and is viewed as chayshich, and Vayhimi Keitz at the end of the chayshich. It was a time when the chayshich ended. Right away, Yosef was taken out min Abayr to Eir in Geula, to light in Geula. Chayshich is also an analogy to Yavon, like the Pasuk says, when the Rebbein Shem created the world, V'ruach Elokim rachefes al pnei amayim. And what was on the earth? It was chayshech apnei sahayim. It was darkness on the foundation, on the world. Over the world there was darkness, zu yavon. The Medrash says this is referring to the time of Yavon, shechshichu eneihem v'libam shel Yisrael. They brought darkness to Klal Yisrael. So it's interesting, we're starting to see a connection between Yosef and Yavon, the life of Yosef in Mitzrayim, and Yavon, the Gzeir in the time of the decree of Yavon. Chayshech, chayshech, and here it's Ketzam lachayshech. So we're going to have to soon go into understanding the parallel, the connection between Yosef's life, that was also a life, a time of chayshech, where the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Ketzam, there's a time where it's going to end. Yavon is also chayshech. And the connection between Yosef and Yosef's life and Yosef's nisyonos is quite clear in the Mefarshim. The Shla writes, Miketz shnosayim. Shnosayim means 2 years. Miketz shnosayim also has an analogy for Chanukah, the mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Chanukah. If you take the word Shnasayim, Shin, Nun, Tav, Yud, Mem, says the Shla Kodesh. The Shin is Smail from the left. Ner, Nun, the Nun of Shnasayim is Ner, candle, which is the Adlokas Ner Chanukah. Tav, Tadli, which means you light the menorah on the left side. The Yud means Yamin, first to the right side, Mem, the mezuzah. So the Shnosayim actually is symbolic to the future that one day we will light menorah, which the Gemara tells us the menorah is on the left side. And the mezuzah is on the right side. So in the Vayimi Ketz Nasayim Yomim already, we see the future. We see the Remez L'Asid for the mitzvah of Adlakas Ner Chanukah in the words of the Shla Kaddish. In actuality, it's already based in the Rishonim as well. It's not only the Shla which comes later, but it's a Balaturim. The Balaturim in the dream of Paroi. It says, "V'hine sheva shibolim oilos bekane echad," from one stem. It says Balaturim, it's the same language as by the menorah, where it says "Shiva kanim yoytzos bekane echad." The stalk, the wheat stalk, in the dream of Pari looked like a menorah. It says Balaturim, because just as hunger is drowned out, is taken away by wheat, so too darkness is taken away by light, the menorah. Yavon is chayshich. So to alleviate the darkness, the pain, the suffering, or the menorah, as wheat does for a rav, for a hunger. So here we have clearly in the Rishonim a remez in the dream that Yosef has to interpret that there will be a menorah in the future. It's possible that the story of Chanukah is also merumas in the dream, because we find that the dream's context was that the fat cows get eaten by the skinny cows to the point you don't even notice the fat. They're gone, they disappear, and the skinny remains skinny. The analogy could be that of Gibayim Biyad Chaloshim, Rabim Biyad Ma'atim, that the strong and healthy, they fall in the hands of the weak and the few, to the point that they disappear, and who remains? The weak, the Ma'atim, the Tahirim, and you can't even tell that the healthy got swallowed up by the unhealthy, by the skinny. Could be the context of the Chalim is that of the less the history of Gibayrim Biyad Chalosh. Now in the Mefarshim, there's a lot of talk that Yosef is Chanukah and Chanukah is Yosef. The Torah in Shulchan Aruch tells us that all the Yom Tovim are keneged Avos. Pesach is keneged Avram. Shavuos is keneged Yitzchak. Sukkos is keneged Yaakov. Megal HaMukos says that Chanukah is keneged Yosef. It's interesting that Yosef is considered one of the Avos. Yosef has a din av, the Medrash. On the Pasuk, Vayechi Mem Tes Chav Dalev, Vateshev Be'esen Kashtoi, the Eibishter. I'm sorry, Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef, Vateshev Be'esen Kashtoi. Says the Medrash, Amar Reb Yochanan, Amar Yaakov Avinu, Migarm Lecha Yosef, Shalei Lidachos Meha Eisanim. Eisan is the elders, the forefathers. You were part of the forefathers, Yosef. You also have a din av. So just like the three Yom Tovim are connected, the three avos, Yosef also is going to get a Yom Tov. He gets Chanukah. Chanukah is connected, Yosef. Megal HaMukos says, if you take a look, Melech Yavan is the same gematria as Yosef. Which means Yosef is the anecdote against Melech Yavan, the king of Yavan, Antiochus. It's the same gematria as Megal HaMukos. Because Yosef is an Av and gets a Yantif. Look, Yosef gives off Shvatim. So the Av, Yosef, also has a Yantif, and that Yantif is Chanukah. Farshim say, if you notice, the word Yosef is Moisef in Mahadrim and a Mahadrin. In the sugya of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, we find Moisev Heilich more and more, which is a remes to Yosef, because Hadlakas Ner Chanukah and the Yantav of Chanukah is Keneged Yosef. Zeh Shteit the Megal HaMukos and many Sfarim that came after the Megal HaMukos. Yosef Chanukah, and as I show you in the Balaturim, that there was already a remez in the chlaimus of Pare that Yosef had to interpret, that there'll be a menorah in the future. In the future of Klal Yisrael, there'll be something about a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. What is the connection, Yosef, to Chanukah? What is the connection, Yosef, to Chanukah? What is it in Yosef, Yosef's life, Yosef's avoda, that speaks to Chanukah and to the Nes of Chanukah and to the avoda, the Chashmonaim, the time of Chanukah? It's interesting. Famous Medrash. What is it that Yavon? What is the banner of Yavon? What are they trying to achieve? State in Medrash. They want Klal Yisrael. Kisvu. Lachem al keren ashor she'ein lachem chelik b'leikei Yisrael. Right on the horn of the ox, that you don't have a chelik b'leikei Yisrael. The Farshim ask, what is the keren ashor? What is this keren? You want to say, ein lachem chelik b'leikei Yisrael? Fine. But why is it dafka on the keren and the keren of the shor? What is the significance of the keren ashor? lot of Torah is said about this. Karen, Matzmiach Karen Yeshua has to do with Yeshua. Matzmiach Karen Yeshua. Yosef has to do with Mashiach. The Chassam Sefer learns the Karen Asher is the baby bottle. In the times of Yavon, children were fed with a Karen Asher. That was their bottle. That's how they were, a baby was given to eat. Kisvu, write it on the Karen Asher, when the child is impressionable, from the cradle, as you're feeding him, poison him with the hashkaf of Ein Lechem Chelek B'Lekei Yisrael. And this is in contrast to what Yiddish Mamis, Flagenton, Mitzayer Kinder, this is what they used to do. My Zayda Baba always told us that mothers would cradle and rock their babies, feeding them, singing them Lidlach songs, warm, melodious songs of loving Torah, becoming a Ben Torah, becoming a Gadol Bat Torah, and being a Erlich Yid. These were the songs that a mother, through her tears, was it through her Tehillim that she would say while she was feeding the baby. There was so much love and Yadus that was infused in the baby from geburt, from when he was born, in the cradle already. The mother rocks the baby and says, Zayan Erlich Yid. Mr. Chayid, you have to learn Torah. You have to do Avodah. Yavon wants, through the Pshat of the Chassam Sofer, Yavon wants that to substitute those lidlach, those lullabies, with lullabies of Ein Lechem Chelek, Elikei Yisrael. You don't have a part of Elikei Yisrael. I believe that that's Pshat in the Karen Hasher. Why was the Karen of Karen Hasher? Why was it of a Shur? Yosef, we know, is the Shur. That's the symbol of Yosef. B'chayr Shurai Hadarloi. The Karne Re'im Karnov. Yosef has horns. There's a Karen to Yosef. And what are his horns? The Karne Re'im Bohem Yenagach Amim Yachtov. When the Goyim want Yachtov, when the Goyim want us to unite with them, and not say separate, not to be Muvdal and Muktish, come with us. Yavon wanted a simulation. Yavon wants us to be with them. Mitzrayim, Paitifera, what is she? What she wants? Come, join together with us. Join together with me. The Karne Yosef gores and holds the distance and makes the precious. V'karnei re'em karnov, bohem yenagach amim. He gores two nations, possibly the nation of Mitzrayim in the times of Yosef, and later on, as we're soon going to learn, in the times of Yavon, the Chashmonaim took the formula and the format and the blueprint that Yosef taught and that Yosef set how to be Yenagach Amim Yachtov. So the second nation is Yavon. B'chayr Sheirei Hadar. Maybe Hadar is also a analogy, a remez to the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim of Chanukah. Yosef's Koyach and Yosef's Gvura and Yosef's format and formula of how to survive in Mitzrayim becomes the playbook, so to speak, for the Chashmonaim, how to fight the Yavanim, and what the Yavanim also wanted. Different Gullison ask different things from us. Sometimes the Gullis asks us, Kiddush Hashem, to die al Kiddush Hashem. The Holocaust, it was that we had to die al Kiddush Hashem. America is the Chelik of Esav, where we have to live al Kiddush Hashem. We have to have Mesiras Nefesh for Precious. Mesiras Nefesh not to unite with the Goy, and not to dance with him together, of Alazayna Meshigasin, with all his taivis. He invites us, come be with us. So there's two Karen Hashars, there's two avoidas in the Karen Hashar, Bekarnei Re'em, there's two of them. Sometimes the Karen Hashar is needed, Siras Nefesh Mamish, and sometimes the Karen Hashar is to live in Siras Nefesh. This is Bechair Sheirei, this is the Kayach of Yosef. Yosef was an Av that implemented this koyach in Klal Yisrael to withstand the gullus like Mitzrayim, and not to fall into the depression and into the yiush, and to live be'emuna bitachin, and to be strong. This is the Karnei Yosef. Goyim always spoke how he didn't have horns. Well, they probably mean it in a negative way, but the truth is we do have horns. We have Karnei Yosef. We have a Yerusha from our father Yosef, who has given us Karnei Re'em, Karno of Bohem, Yenagach, Amim, Yachtov. We're able to gore. And we're able to, whoever comes to us and is trying to be Mischaber, he's trying to connect with us, stay away. We remain free. We remain resolved. And this is the Bohem, Yenagach, Amim, Yachtov. When they tried to be mischaber, this is the Ein Lechem Chelek B'Lekei Yisrael. Ein Lechem Chelek B'Lekei Yisrael. What does Yavam want al Karen Ashar? Chelek, Yeder Yid is a Chelek Eloi Kamimal. The Ebishta, the Torah, the Avoida is part of who he is from within. If you cut that away, he's a balmum, he's a chaser, he's missing something. Du stem zerschnitten. You cut him up. He's not a complete person. He lacks his shleimus. Take a person and chop him in half. Ken a leben. Ayid on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is chaser, he's missing. Zayin neshama is a chelik eloi kamimal, and if you try to take that away, he's felt a chelik of his neshama. So when the guy comes and says, you're not connected with the Eibishter, you could disassociate and you could live a regular life. You could live like us. You could have a life. Come, the American dream. Kestacham and the Americana dream. What is the American dream? Life, liberty, pursuit, happiness. The Alamais is Kensis Al-Tzabin. And they're opening the door for you and they're enticing you. This is the world that we want to invite you into, and it's so enticing. Come with me. Shichva imi. Come with me. I'm not going to kill you and push you away. I want you to join with me. Does that bring happiness? That doesn't bring happiness. Because you're still missing what you really need, and that is the Ribbono Shel Olam. That life won't bring you happiness. That's the pursuit of happiness. I always say, it's not happiness, it's the pursuit of happiness. But you never get there. It's always the pursuit of happiness. What makes a Yid happy? When he's complete, when he's gesund. Ein lechem chelik, you're not a part of, and therefore you could disassociate, and it will not cause you any harm, and you won't be feeling lost and depressed, a person who's missing anything. Now we understand Kate's Sam Lachayshech. What darkness are we talking about? The darkness we're referring to is Yavan Chayshech, is Atzvus. Like the Zohar calls it, Lilas Chashuch, it's darkness, depression. Yeah, Yavan is giving you a lifestyle, the Greek, the tremendous culture. Yeah, but that's not going to make you happy. It's shechshichu einayim, the libam shall you. The heart is still unhappy. Your eyes are looking at advertisements everywhere, and it's exciting you. Lemaisa, the oigens are noch nicht zufrieden, and those same eyes are looking for arayas and other bad things because the eyes are really not happy. Shechshichu einayim, the libam shall Yisrael, the heart is missing the chelik eloika. The eyes are missing the kedusha that it requires, so it's not happy and it's searching. The heart is searching, and the eyes are searching all the different mishagasim that are out there, and every day there's another one and another one. There's a beautiful kedusha rim. The kedusha rim says that we know, it's yadua, that the three carnal things that the Yevanim tried to uproot was Shabbos, Chodesh, and Mila. Shabbos, Chodesh. Chodesh is the Yom Tov Matali, and Chodesh and Mila, famous. Says the Chiddush Arim, if you notice, the Isi is Rishainis, the first letters of each one of this, if you put them together, you have the Is, the word Sameach. Shin, Shabbos. Ches, Chodesh. And Mem, Mila, Mem, Sameach, because they knew how to get the Atzvus into Klal Yisrael, knowing that that will lead them to do all the other Averis. Depression and the lack of Simcha is the catalyst for all Hefkeris, all Prikas Oil, and that's the road that will slippery all the way down to Dutya Achreina, down to the bottom. So they knew how to get the Yid to be Chayshich. How do you take Chayshich? A, Aleph, what do? You take away all the Shabbos, the Chodesh, and the Mila. If you notice that all these things are B'Kedusha. Shabbos is Chodesh. Chodesh is like Yontif, like we explained. Mekadesh Yisrael, Vazmanim, Yontif. And Mila, Sasim, Simcha, Zumila. These are all things which are acts, mitzvahs, that bring a Yid Simcha, and they're totally B'Kedusha. These are all things, and on all these days, there's a Chiv Simcha of Suda. By Shabbos there's a Suda, Yom Tov there's a Suda, and by Milu we make a Suda, because that's the Simcha of Klal Yisrael. What brings a Yid Simcha, what a Yid has to understand, it's the Shabbos that will make him happy. It's the Yom Tov that will make him happy. It's the Bris Milu that will make him happy. And not all the sales and all the different Mishagasin, this Friday and that Friday, Schwarze Fridays, Medvaisa Fridays, Ich Weiss Was. All this is not going to make a person, a Yid, content. What's going to make him happy is Shabbos, Chodesh, and Mila. Yavin understands this. And that's what Yavin goes out to attack. There's an interesting B'nai Sascha. B'nai Sascha says, from Reb Pinchas Karetzer, brings from the Heiliger Reb Pinchas Karetzer, Schus Yagin Aleinu, that there are 36 Neiris, 36 Neiris, 36 Mesechtes in Shas. The Menorah is Torah. The Menorah is Torah Shebal Peh. It's Yedua that the Yevanim tried to uproot Torah Shebal Peh, so we have a Nes in the Menorah to show, no, Lashkichem Teirasecha, that the Rabbeinu Shloilam is Shechina Shrui B'Yisrael, Teirah Shebal Peh, the light of Teirah, the Eirat Teirah, and therefore through the Menorah and the restoration of the Menorah, we come back to that Klal Yisrael is B'Kedusha U'B'Tahayra. Yosef, as we mentioned in the beginning, Shei Yosef learns in Mitzrayim. Pasuk says, "V'Yisrael ahavis Yosef mikol banav." Yankiv Avinu loves Yosef. What does he love about Yosef? Ki ben zekunim hulai. What is zekunim? Zekunim says balaturim. Zekunim is made up of the Yosef Zayin Kuv Vav Nun Yud Mem, which is a nutrikin of zroyim kochim nashim. And the Yud is Yeshuas. Instead of the Zikin means damages. So in the Gemara it's called Chaisin Yeshuas, that it's actually salvations. And Mayid. So we have Skunim, Zayin, Zroyim, Kuf, Kachim, Nun, Nashim, Yud, Yeshuas, and Mem is Mayid. Now why is there no Tyrus? Chassam Sofer speaks about it. Maybe the whole Mishnah itself is Tahiris, that's Tar. Hakapanim. Yankiv Avinu gives Yosef the tools that he's going to need to live in Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu v'aviv shama v'sadavar. Yaakov Avinu knew that Yosef is going to need in his life the kayach of Torah to survive. Yosef is in Mitzrayim learning Torah. And this is the kayach of Yosef in the galus of Mitzrayim. The air of Torah really is a simcha that brings happiness. Real simcha. And I always think to myself, every yontiv is in a particular time. There's a reason why Chanukah has to be now. You know, Sukkot, we know, has to do, the Torah says it had to be in a time where it's cold, where people didn't go into the Sukkah anyway. There's always reasons why at a certain time of the year this particular yontiv is found. Maybe at this time of the year, at this point of the year, the Goyim are busy with their lights. All the different Rockefeller Center, Mitzrayim, licht and lights and colors and flashy. They're also trying to entice us, light and excitement. But it's really what? Falsh. It's all fake lights and more and the more and the more. It's still not going to bring light, true light. The little lichtele, the klein shiga lichtele, which is the Eir of Torah, that light is Yoris HaChoshech, that talk lights up in the darkness, and that's Simcha, that brings happiness. And together, you're able to live a life of B'Kedusha, which is based on Emun and Bitachon. This, Rabbi Yisai, the formula of Yosef, is the formula that the Chashmonaim followed to withstand Galus Yavan and to fight Yavan and bring back Kedusha and Tyre B'Yisrael. The Chashmonaim, they could have fallen into a tremendous yiyush. Yavan is trying to be machshich them. He's trying to bring them to a matzav of atzvus, to take away from the yid his true essence and happiness from within. And they're pushing it more and more. And the fight is that one would be miayish. It was gebayrin biat chalosh and rabin biat ma'atin. Not practical, yet they went be'emun and be'bitachin. Mi kamoicha be'elam Hashem. They had tremendous emun and be'tachin. And this was an emun and be'tachin with strength, which was to bring the Kedusha back to the Beis HaMikdash. Al yidei kohenecha kedoshim. They were fighting for Nyani Kedusha. And even the menorah, as the Pnei Yeshua explains, could have been lit betuma, but they wanted that it should be lit be'kedusha. U'betahayra. Al yedei koyanecho akedoshim tumahutra b'tzibur. Yes, but we need more. We're fighting for kedusha and tahira, and Yavan is trying to be metame, and Yavan is trying to uproot the Torah, which was the thing that will bring tahira, and the thing that will bring simcha, and the thing that will bring kedusha, because their underlying fight is on the ginyani kedusha, the atzvus. They're trying to destroy all that. The Chashmonaim are replaying the life of Yosef and the Mesiras Nefesh of Yosef, which is Emunah, Bitachin, for Torah, for Lamed Vav Neiris. I always say it could be, there's a nice remez, Ki Ben Zekunim Hu, and Zekunim is the Shisha Sidri Mishnah and the Gemaris, Loi, Lamed Vav, Ki Ben Zekunim Hu, Loi. This, the Chashmonaim, are taking a cue from Yosef. So Chanukah, the Ness of Chanukah, and the struggle of Chanukah is really a reenactment of Yosef and his struggle and his nisyonis. I'd like to end with a cute point. It became a classic, and everyone knows it became a household thing. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Emunah, Bitachin, Brein Keula, Shalom Ber Rabashkin brought us this beautiful gem, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Maybe Chanukah also has its acronym. There's something Atbash. Atbash that the Aleph interchanges with the Tav and the Beis interchanges with the Shin. Those that are busy with Gematria and Oisius know the concept of Atbash, interchangeable Oisius, Aleph, At, Tav, Aleph, Tav, Bash. Beis can interchange with the Ois before it, Shin. And maybe this is also a new acronym that we have to learn, which this is the symbol of Yosef, Yosef's life, Yosef's struggle, and the formula that the Chashmonaim used, which brought the Nes and the Yeshua of Chanukah. Atbash, Emuna, Tof, Torah, Beis, Bitachin, Shin, Simcha. You put Atbash together, and your result is Yosef, Karben, Mechayim, Doseis, Gelep. But it's not easy to live. Sometimes it's even harder to live V'ayid in a Shvera Golis, V'tzustarben V'ayid. Atbash is the formula and the format that Yosef taught us. Emuna with Torah, Bitachin with Simcha, equals Yosef and Geula and Yeshua of Chanukah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.